So over the next few Sundays, I'm going to do a series on Sustained by Grace, looking at some of the significant scriptures that have been very much part of my and Heather's journey with God over the years. Now, obviously, there are many scriptures that have inspired and sustained me over 40-odd years. And I could mention so many that had significance, but this morning I just want to mention a particular scripture that was read for us from Psalm 37, verse 4. And the scripture is this. It says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And it's easy to misinterpret this verse. It's easy to think, well, all I need to do is ask whatever is on my heart, and God will give me it. And does that really mean that? So does this mean I will get whatever I desire? It sounds like that, doesn't it? Just delight, and whatever is in your heart, God will give it to you. However, we probably need to just look at that verse again. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Now, what we see here is that many of God's promises have conditions. In other words, if you do this, then the outcome will be this. Delight yourself in the Lord. It's the person who delights themselves in the Lord who has such a relationship with God of love and intimacy that their desires are the very desires of God himself, that God, in that intimate relationship, instills or implants desires into your heart. Of course, there are all kinds of desires in our hearts, and some of them are not all that good. Some of them are not all that wise, and some of them are not all that healthy. So it's those who delight themselves in the Lord who will get the desires of their heart. And the key word is this word, delight, who enjoy God, who have such a relationship of delighting in the very nature of God, of all that God is, of all that God has done, and just having your life so absorbed by God that whatever is in your heart is really what is in the Lord's heart. And that doesn't just come. It has to be something that happens as a result of that intimate relationship with God. It reminds us of the verse that Jesus, the verse where Jesus says, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you." Now here again is a promise. I will give you whatever you ask for, I will give it. But there again, we have this condition. It's those who abide in him, whose words abide in them, that they can ask.